Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, in the first hour, we mainly got into the official Army admission of raping of women, pouring acid on people, sodomizing individuals with instruments, just brutal torture. Because they can't deny any of this, that there's photos of it all in video. But the media is not showing you all of this. Meanwhile, the CIA has put out disinfo photos of rape, which they can then say, oh, it's all disinfo, while the generals admit this all went on. So, a lot of stuff going on there. We've got troops in newspapers saying they were ordered to kill women and children, kill everyone in entire towns. That's on the website, Infowars.com. Then we're going to get into Moran introduces bill to ban high-powered rifles. Poll, this is very scary, terror attack to boost Bush. And it says, terrorists, you better watch it. If you blow something up, it'll only hurt, only help Bush. It'll only hurt America. Well, no kidding. That's why the globalists are going to carry out more terror attacks. So that's out of the mainstream news. We'll be getting to that from the Connecticut Post. NYPD planning to install its own surveillance cameras, all face scanning. Poison oozes into water supply, including Prozac, you name it. This out of Arizona Central, Arizona Republic. Disney forbidding distribution of film that criticizes Bush. Marines arrive in Morgantown for urban warfare training. Court records, undocumented workers got onto Navy base. You know, the government's hiring all the illegals. That's just some of what's coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm listening on WWCR. I wish they would carry your third hour in the daylight time.
Okay.
But, you know, Pastor David J. Smith summed it all up one morning. He said, the Bible says all governments will inevitably be controlled and ruled by the devil.
Say that again.
Pastor David J. Smith said that the Bible says somewhere that the governments of the world will invariably be controlled and ruled by the devil.
Yeah, it says that all governments will be controlled by the powers, by the princes, by the principalities, but then they take the Bible and twist it, and Hitler's favorite thing was Romans 13, render unto Caesar, but that's all taken out of context.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm the man in the middle. I was talking to a Christian friend on Sunday and telling him about the atrocities on the prisoners over there in Iraq. And he said, oh, there's rumors to the effect. I mean, how naive can you be?
Well, sir, this is wanton, willful ignorance denial. I get calls every week on the radio, every week on the TV show, emails every day. I get attacked by talk show hosts because I'm bringing out the rumor of a draft. They have reinstituted the draft boards. They have 12 different pieces of legislation. They're about to make women register with Selective Service. That was the Associated Press on Monday. And these yuppies laugh and say, that's not true. It's a rumor. You're lying. I mean, they're in total denial, sir.
Yes. And then I also get it from my Democratic friends. Well, if you don't vote for Kerry, you might lose some government benefit.
Meanwhile, Kerry was for the war, so was Chuckie Schumer and Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So there's no difference.
Right.
And you know, what do we do then? We take control of local government. We change the hearts and minds of the people. Look, you watch the television. They're trying to train us that torture's good for the last couple of years. They're trying
right.
to warp
right.
our minds.
Right.
We've
the
got to be... anything else?
Well,
stay there. We'll be back.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back into the second hour, 8 minutes and 40 seconds in. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Emmett, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, I mean, this is very touchy to get into, but do you like your steak rare? That hiring the Iraqi prostitutes and making the prisoners have oral sex with them. Well,
that's, you're getting two different stories confused. At Camp X-Ray, they brought in prostitutes who were, let's just say, unclean, and made these devout Muslims have sex with them. And then at camp, at the different camps over in Iraq, they make the men have sex with each other, and the troops then rape the women. And that's officially admitted in the Army's own report out today.
Okay. That's close enough. Dirty. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the call. But pouring acid on their genitalia is, I think, even a little worse than that. And I heard national talk shows this morning going, what's the big deal? Oh, letting police dogs attack them, big deal. Everything, just big deal, big deal, big deal. No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So next time somebody rapes a woman in your city, just go, hey, that's freedom. Oh, but you've got to learn double think. It's bad when somebody does it locally. Good when our beloved emperor's troops do it under orders. Then at the same time, it's bad and we'll punish the patsies. Just sick. I mean, listeners, have you heard these neocons, what they're saying? I mean, what happened to us? I don't think anywhere in the world they go out in public and say raping women's good and pouring acid on people's good. I mean, I've never heard of the Nazis or the Russians or anybody. I mean, they did all this, but they didn't. They did it secretly. I guess we're the most evil country in the world now that we have talk show hosts that think it's good. Wow. I mean, I love America, but I don't love the people running it, folks, and they're trying to warp our minds. Why is every episode of Threat Matrix on ABC torturing people? Torture's good. Why is every episode of 24 with Kiefer Sutherland on Fox torture is good? I mean, folks, they strap people down and torture them to death, and it's good. And the secret police will cry and go, I don't want to do this. You made me. And they start electrocuting them. Blood starts coming out of their eyes, and, oh, it's so good. And I hear the people's calling the talk radio, torture him, torture him, torture him. You idiots, that's going to be done to you. Let's go ahead and talk to Lloyd in Nebraska. Lloyd, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Just wondering, through all this, reminds me of what happened in the little country of Biafra over there in Africa several years ago. And that was all because they created their own money system and they prospered under it.
And they didn't have the IMF or World Bank running them, so a revolution had to be fomented.
And the way they stopped that, the international bankers brought in, as I recall, French troops.
They create a crisis and then do that. Look, I saw in New Yorker magazine back in April of 2000 a chilling, lengthy article where they said the Oppenheimers own De Beers. They have a world diamond monopoly.
Right.
They have warehouses full of diamonds. This has even been on PBS. And a few African West Coast countries are shipping out some of their own diamonds. That's breaking the monopoly, driving down prices. You're about to see an invasion, a new term called conflict diamonds. They're going to try to connect it to terrorism. Because people are getting their own diamonds, and now we've seen U.S., British, and French troops go in there, mercenaries, you name it, and just slaughter people.
Right.
That's all this is about. Yeah. That's your freedom. Look, we had DynCorp convicted 2 years ago of kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children, and this is public. We have huge mainstream news articles, archives on PrisonPlanet.com, the elite sex trades section. And nobody knows about that. That's the back of the paper. But we know all about Michael Cockroach Jackson, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, see, it's bad when Cockroach is out there doing this stuff, but it's good when the big CIA front company is.
Yeah. We've got the same problem in our court system, I'm afraid, and I would hope that someday you could have the court watchers' representatives on.
I hear you.
Is that a possibility?
Well, to have the Court Watchers Association on?
Right, so that we could know locally how and what to do to get that type of organization going in our individual areas.
Well, Lloyd, I've talked to the folks that run that group. They've written articles, and I do mean to get them on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call. Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to echo a previous caller there about the forces of evil taking over government. When Christ was standing on the precipice, Satan,
the devil said, hey, I run all this.
That's right. If you bow down to me, I'll give it all to you. So if he didn't own it, he wouldn't have been able to give it away.
And so according to Romans 13, if we're supposed to worship government, if God gave the devil control over government, why? Well, then according to these preachers, Jesus should have bowed down to Lucifer.
Right.
Now, I'm not being sarcastic there. No. They say, worship government, follow what it says, God put it there over you, totally out of context, total fraud. But according to that, when the devil had him up there after, 30 days and nights of fasting, up on the mountaintop, and he said, I control all this, I can put you over it, Christ should have bowed down to Lucifer and said, yes, Romans 13, I'm supposed to follow you.
Right.
What do you say to that?
I think he made the right choice. I was calling about...
Well, of course, but I mean, according to these preachers, Christ should have knelt before Lucifer.
I think Pat Robertson's got a special padded room in hell waiting for him when he gets done with his his diatribe on abortion is good and the Chinese are doing the right thing. I was calling about the Glenn Beck show. I listened to that. I tried to get in.
Did you hear him saying?
Yeah.
Pouring acid on people. Big deal. Rape. Big deal.
Well, I was going to call in and say, well, I guess those 6 million Jews in Dachau and Birkenau and the other camps, that was a big deal, too, right? That was just.
Now, you're a witness to this. Did you not hear? It's not just Savage. Others are doing it now. That, oh, big deal. Oh, attack dogs. Oh, big deal.
Yeah, I mean, they're sick, they're perverse, they're evil.
Folks, the Nazis didn't get on radio and brag about it. No one has ever, ever, ever done this. We have broken new ground.
Well, after listening to you for a couple, 3 years, I cannot even tolerate to watch very much of the nightly news, the rest of it, just because of the propaganda and the lies.
And again, the nightly news is the fake liberal news, and the radio is the fake conservative news.
Right. And it's all.
Then we got the simpering liberals who just want our guns so they can do all this to us in an orderly fashion.
I'm afraid they're going to come for them, and then that's where we can all draw our own lines in the sand.
That's right, baby.
And we need to make.
So describe what you heard. I mean, I was flipping through channels and heard this on two separate shows, and that was in 15 minutes in the car. What did you hear?
What I heard was any atrocity. Whatever that they could imagine or come up with was okay to fight terrorism and get the information they needed. And you can elicit anything out of anybody if you torture them long enough and hard enough. They'll say anything you want to hear.
You can't believe a government that tortures number one. I mean, look, it's so, and then they say, oh, these are terrorists in there. They admit it's people that didn't pay their tax, were caught with a rifle, were selling food without a license. This is all admitted. The general over Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo quit and said, number one, these aren't even Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Number two, I'm not going to torture people.
I have teenage boys there in Camp X-Ray. They're torturing.
Sir, I have no fewer than five articles mainstream in front of me that aren't on the national news where they took Iraqi cameramen in there and would torture their children in front of them.
Yeah.
Torturing people's children now is good. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And there was a CIA section chief in the Washington Post, you know, I think it was early 2002 or late 2001. It's in two of my films. Paul, find that and repost it. I think the headline was detainees being flown to third-party countries. I think that was the headline. And in there it said, oh, yeah, we take them to Jordan and Egypt where we can torture their children. I mean, torturing people's children now is good. I mean, what? Oh, man. Marge in Colorado. Marge, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm so upset. I hope I don't muddle this up. But I have a Vietnam veteran here at home, and I still have my husband, a World War II veteran. And this upsets all of us to hear this. I really wonder if it isn't that Kofi Annan, because I have a tape at Rwanda. And who furnished all those people with those machetes?
Well, no, the UN actually would line them up and machine gun them and put them in a camp and pull back for the Hutus to kill them. That's all admitted. Look, I mean, Kofi Annan is part of this, but he's just a puppet like Bush. This is meant to make America look bad by design. This is all
they know it, and that's what I believe. And I don't believe that the American boy is capable of some of this. I have a feeling that there's a lot of this that's.
Well, ma'am, they hired sadistic jail guards that are doing this to our people. They hired them, gave them bonuses to sign up. They have special psychological tests they give them. Okay, they have special. Look, the smart psychopath goes and joins military intelligence or goes and joins the CIA. It's a special SS cadre under Rumsfeld's control.
Well, I think they're drugged, too. Something is wrong.
Oh, that's admitted. They give the special forces aggression drugs, and then they give them amnesiacs. After they line up 3,000 people and kill them, they then give them an amnesiac. That's been in mainstream news.
Well, this is just horrible. I've never been so upset in my life listening to this.
What do you think about the talk show hosts that say it's good?
Well, you know, anymore we don't know what to believe or what we see. I don't even believe what I see anymore. So, Well, anyway, thanks for listening, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll be back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the next segment, I'm going to blitz through some news and go back to your calls. I want to just... We've taken a lot of calls so far. I want to take another 40 calls before this broadcast ends in an hour and 35 and a half minutes. And so when you hear somebody hang up, try to call right in and get in. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This was done by design. You've seen the officials all over TV saying how torture's good. The newspaper articles how torture's good. The dramas on television, every episode, The Shield, NYPD Blue, Threat Matrix 24. all these shows, torture, law enforcement magazines, torture's good. They've been ordered to do it. Now they're going to burn some patsies. The Army's own report says they raped women, poured acid on their genitals. It goes on and on. Police dogs attacking them. You name it. Now they're going to come back here and be cops. Many of them are already police they hire to go over there. This is what we've been living under for a long time. But when it happens to an old lady or a citizen, nothing is done. Now people point out, well, the Iraqis torture, the Arabs will torture Christians. Yeah, and it's wrong. Just because somebody does something evil doesn't mean we should do it. If somebody commits a murder in your town, it doesn't mean you can go out and commit a murder. Doesn't absolve you. Just because you're living in Sodom and Gomorrah doesn't mean it's okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry. Henry, another caller from Colorado. Henry, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking this call. And you're right on the money when you talk about being programmed with the shows as far as FEMA and all these other agencies.
CSI is our savior. It's got to torture you. Every time I turn one on, they're violating people's rights. They're torturing people, and it's always good.
I wanted to make a comment. I am a former Marine Corps and U.S. Army infantryman, and one of the things we specifically tried to do in our more realistic war games was specifically not get captured, because even in these war games, they had organizations called MI, which had these sadistic female lesbian types that would go, let's say, a little overboard with the interrogation process.
Oh, that's their... And I'm not just saying this to be mean, folks. That seems to be the types they put in these prisons and these positions. Statistics show, for some reason, they're the most vicious people. And you're saying even in the war game training, in your survival training, when you got captured, what would they do to you?
Well, it never particularly happened to me, but I've heard cases of people, men being slapped, sexually demoralized, being forced to be... strip naked and crawl through mud.
And see, that's where these men-hating psychopaths, they know where they can do it and get away with it. And you see them. I mean, I was in a restaurant looking at these types you're talking about in their police uniforms, and they were psychotic and dangerous. They radiated criminality. I could barely finish my meal sitting next to four of them.
I live right outside of Fort Carson, Colorado, and I'm seeing a bunch of GIs coming back. Some are claiming to be getting out due to conscientious objectivity. And there's a lot of troops converting to Islam. I was wondering if was there a statistic on that.
Well, anytime, yeah, there is. Anytime people are oppressing and doing wrong to a group, they will, a lot of them, people morally, and I'm not saying that's a good thing, they're converting. My point is that they will convert to it. Because they know they're doing evil, what they're fighting must be good. You understand? So that's the psychology there.
Well, Mr. Jones, thank you so much.
Anything else? I mean, what is the military saying, your friends that are still in, about all this torture?
Well, there's a lot of people just getting out, not re-enlisting or just getting out and discuss. A lot of people don't want to even talk about things they've seen.
Have they told you what they've seen?
Your younger troops tend to be, there's a psychology. You can take a 17, 18-year-old, I'm going to charge that hill, and he will. And your guys that have a little bit more conscious to them, you see the young kids all gung-ho about what they're doing, but it's going to take till they reach 30 or 40 where the conscience sets in. But there is a sadistic streak. I don't know whether it's medication, injections, or what, but you can see it.
Have you seen things change since you were in?
Yes, quite a bit. It's not even the rules of engagement, everything. No one's even questioning the legality of the operations or
what anything. Do you think of national talk show hosts calling that for torture and saying that the torture is no big deal?
Well, it sickens me, but it's out there. I got one in particular I can't stand, and that's that Savage and Mr. Medved. And another thing I want to congratulate you on is that you very boldly accept all your calls.
Oh, we don't screen calls, no.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. No, these neocons have to because they got something to hide. They're a bunch of socialist filth. They got something to hide. We have nothing to hide.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Well, I remember 5 years ago buying law enforcement magazines off the store shelf when I'd be in a 7-Eleven. And it would talk about situational ethics, how torture was good, how police should start using torture in America. Law enforcement magazines that say if you got an anti-UN sticker on the car, go ahead and arrest the person. They're probably a terrorist. And police chiefs, support your officers. Find something to incarcerate these people for. And, you know, then all the shows, how good torture is, like somebody flipped a light switch just getting you ready for all this. We've been here warning you about all the trends. We know what the globalists are going to do from their propaganda. I knew they were about to attack New York using Bin Laden as the patsy puppet, the CIA asset to take the blame, months before 9/11 because of the propaganda. At that time, I would make myself watch hours of television a day. I really should still do it. I can't make myself. It's too painful to watch actual psychopathic killers on TV posing as our saviors. I can still read the news and get a lot of the data. But right before 9/11, they introduced, here's Bin Laden. He's the boogeyman. He's about to attack you. You know, now they say torture's good. Need to go along with it. You know, this is all part of the conditioning process. You know what they're doing from their propaganda. We'll go back to your calls here in just a few minutes. I wanted to talk about this. There are over 1 million cameras put up in the name of security and traffic management. In the United States, there are hundreds of thousands of microphones that we know of with powerful shotgun mics that go out several hundred yards. As I walk down the street, I can watch the cameras following me, microphones following me. It's all part of the freedom. You tell the average yuppie about it, they'll laugh at you, and you'll say, see the cameras? What? I don't see cameras. You're a kook. Well, there's a camera. A national drought is coming. No, it's not. Well, here's the bill. Ah, shut up, liberal. If it's a conservative, if it's a socialist, shut up, fascist. You know, I don't have any responsibility. I'm just a groveling worm, they say. So this is everywhere. But in New York, they're going to put in $1 billion worth of these. Now, any digital camera that's of enough quality, just mid-grade quality, going to be fed through the Faceit technology, the different softwares out there. One of them's Faceit, CIA front company. Any of this can be fed through and be used for face scanning, the track and trace and control. But now New York wants its own grid. Its Hercules team wants it. NYPD planning to install its own surveillance cameras. The NYPD is reportedly planning to install hundreds of cameras, not hundreds, folks. It's thousands for $1 billion, of cameras around the city that can automatically recognize the face of suspected criminals, see, criminals or terrorists. And then now you haven't paid your tickets, can't fly, you see. You try to board a plane, CAPS 2 says you got a ticket, you get arrested, no water for 24 hours, hadn't paid a debt, no water for 24 hours, you're charged with terrorism, trying to fly. Now, this is all mainstream now. I'm not kidding. You see, everywhere you go, the face scanning camera at the grocery store will say you hadn't paid your tickets. Sorry, no food till you've paid your tickets. They've said they're going to do this. Well, you need to pay your fair share. And then more and more crimes, more and more tickets, more and more fees. This is the beast system. There are already tens of thousands of private surveillance cameras, they're not private, trained on city streets and buildings, according to the New York Post. The NYPD wants to install its own centralized system. And it says Deputy Commissioner James Alfo is working on a plan for up to $1 billion in new computer and camera equipment, according to the Post. Facial recognition technology would allow police to pick out and follow suspects in high-crime areas and near potential terror targets. So, see, now it's crime and terror, crime and terror. And they've announced face-scanning cameras going up nationwide. This is all through Homeland Security to fight crime, not terror. They're now going to fight crime and use the Patriot Act on all citizens. They've announced this across the board. They're doing this. Go ahead and it says they plan to have the cameras installed by this summer's Republican National Convention. Go ahead and hit this New York One News piece. Hit it.
There are thousands of private surveillance cameras watching your every move around the city, but the NYPD reportedly wants to see more. According to the New York Post, Deputy Commissioner James Analfo is working on a plan for up to $1 billion in new computer and camera equipment. The NYPD wants to put up hundreds more cameras that can recognize faces and follow suspects in high crime areas and near potential terror targets. Police reportedly hope to install many of the cameras before this summer's Republican convention.
So, there you go, my friends. What do you think of that? I'll get to some of this other news in a minute. Let's go through more of these calls. I'm going to go to you quickly. Bam, bam, bam. Let's talk to Ed in Texas. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Alex. I had a couple of points I wanted to give you about DU, but first I wanted to say I feel Marge's pain out there in Colorado. I can hear the hurt in her voice, but at least she is, you know, giving a little credence to the fact that maybe this is going on.
Maybe the Army in their official report says they are raping women.
Right.
Pouring acid on people's genitals.
Right.
Raping them with giant objects. I can't say any more than that.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, these guys, all, you know, friends I know, they say, I'll never give up my guns. I guarantee you, you drag somebody off by the hair of the head with a .45 in their head and tell them they'll never see their kids and their wife again. They'll give them everything in their clothes.
Hey, let me tell you, they now admit that they bring people's children in and torture them in front of them.
That's right. Well, I've seen some of the things the cops do. They are criminals, you know, and I'm sick. I've more than once seen them where they bit off more than they could chew, and the tables got turned on them real quick, and then they're whining like a little baby, please don't hurt me, I got a family. And they, you know, 1 second before, they were Mr. Tough Guy, you know. So, look, I'm a degreed health physics technician, Alex, and glad to see you when you came down here to Houston. Wanted to add my 2 cents worth about the DU here. They love it because it's so dense and it's such a hard metal, can't, you know, anything stop it. it really is not a strong radiation emitter from a gamma standpoint. It's actually pretty weak. The problem is it is so poisonous. It's like cobalt, vanadium, hexavalent, chromium.
Well, yeah, it's a heavy metal. It's like eating a bunch of mercury.
Right. And, I mean, that is the deadliest aspect of it. You breathe that stuff, you know.
Look, we've had Dr. Rocky, who's got, you know, all these PhDs and doctorates on. He was the guy who literally, at Los Alamos, wrote the handbook for the Army in the mid-'80s on DU, made the training video in the mid-'90s on it.
Right. I'm familiar with his work.
Much of his crew has died that was in Iraq studying it. And now almost all the bases our troops stay in were heavily bombarded with it, and they're breathing it. And so what happens is it sits there at low-level radiation but continually emitting right up against the tissues in the lungs, and there's the toxic heavy metal aspect to it, and their own handbook says this.
Well, also, as it oxidizes, it becomes more toxic. So, I mean, the more time that goes on, like I said, from a radiation standpoint...
Different layers of it begin to oxidize and combine with the biomass, and it's very efficient. It's very efficient at exchanging its heavy metal ions. Go ahead.
It starts creating free radicals in the tissue, and it basically strips the electrons off the living tissue's atoms. And
that's what Dr. Rocky said. Yeah,
that's exactly true.
A bunch of members of his team are dead.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What are we
going to
do? You know what? There'll be all these articles in 5 years about tens of thousands of troops have died. Thousands of others are sick. Why did they use DU? Oh, don't worry. We'll use it only in safe places now.
Well, they won't let us have it, will they?
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, it's depleted uranium.
Yeah. And a buddy of mine worked out at Long Beach at the machining facility where they literally machined it out in billets out there, you know. Another point I wanted to make was, you know, there's this big push for the sales-based income tax now because everybody's wising up to the scam that, you know, has been perpetrated for
all. But they're going to keep both. They're going to keep the income tax, just lower it, and give you a sales tax, and then jack both up.
Well,
here in Texas, we haven't had a sales tax, so they're about to start this tax of movies and groceries.
Oh, yeah, down here in Houston, they want to fund the schools with the, you know, people going to adult clubs, you know, and that seems... But see,
they're only focusing on that. It's thousands of businesses that are going to be taxed, but don't worry, we're going to lower the property tax. Well, they're just going to lower it, I mean, raise it again the next year, and now you'll have another tax.
Oh, that's bait and switch all the way. But that one point that just kind of sends chills up my spine is neocons push it real hard. You know, oh, it's a good idea. Well, just remember the old Bible passage. So that no one rich, great, free, or bond may buy, sell, or trade anything unless they have that number.
And
right now,
that's how they're going to get the federal control. You'll have to swipe your ID card because if you're poor, you won't have to pay the sales tax. But everybody's
right.
Got to swipe to see what aggregate you're in.
Well, right now, if I want to come over and say, Alex, I'll cut that wood up, a fallen tree in your yard, and you can fix the engine in my car. And see, basically, we can still barter, but that's going to eliminate that.
Under the Patriot Act, trading is a act of terrorism.
Oh, no, man. How many times can you be a terrorism, Alex?
Everything's terror.
Oh, I know.
Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I wanted to inform you, I have a catalog being sent to you. I got a catalog of an ad, and it's for amazing products and devices. And the books that caught me in there is one of the books, or there's a bunch of books that caught my attention, Military Mind Control from MilLab. It was a well-documented 168-page review of top-secret mind-control projects such as Artichoke, MK Ultra, and utilized classified documents, photos, X-rays, and first-hand testimony on implants and
yeah, that's the old declassified stuff.
Is it?
There are office buildings and bunkers full of eggheads with 170 IQs figuring out how to turn us into slobbering idiots.
My gosh, and they got there's more stuff in there. Anything electronic from security, surveillance, to finding RF signal probes. It's quite weird.
Every day we see it, sir. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. You caught me in a sneezing, Jake. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
This is Tim from Ohio.
Yes, I know.
Remember teaching, researching United States treasonous hierarchy. I wanted you to know I'm in honor of Kelly Rushing. I was coming to work the other day, and there was a police officer behind me that lives in the building, apartment building I live in. I put my hand out of the window, and I actually pulled him over, and I showed him some printouts from your website on the smart weapons, and I explained to him that they were the next segment of the population targeted to be microchipped, and he was like, hadn't even heard of that.
That's the Associated Press, a move to make police take chips in their hands.
And then I gave him some other things concerning the Patriot Act and Mr. Ashcroft's concentration camps and a copy of the Northwood document. I followed that up yesterday with an article from the – are you familiar with the investigative website Serendipity?
Yes.
Very good article on there on the World Trade Center and the so-called demolition – or in so-called war on terrorism. And I handed that to him. And next will be your movie, 911, The Road to Tyranny. And we'll see where we go with that. He's going to try to help me get in there to the city council to talk to the police. We're going to bring about your Save the Bill of Rights campaign here to Ohio. And we're going to be writing letters to all the general managers of the TV stations challenging them for not investigating 9/11. And one more thing. A friend of mine was down in Central Ohio in an old bookstore, and he got a hold of a Masonic Bible and a code book. But very shortly, I'm going to be delving into that, and I'll call you up with whatever I learn and share that with the listeners. And a lot of this torture stuff, when's the last time you did a story on the Tavistock Institute?
Over in England, yes.
Yeah, this stuff sounds like a lot of it there, but they have control. They have so many fingers and spiders out there and controlling every lot of part of our lives.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Great job, Tim. Allie in Oklahoma, go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Afternoon, I was in my car and I picked up this paid propagandist talk show host out of Oklahoma City at 15:20 a.m. He's named Rusty something. Anyway, he was railing at CBS for reporting the torture of prisoners and ridicule of the prisoners as if that was the crime.
He's a horrible, fat-bellied neocon. And look, I've heard them all. I mean, I heard major talk show hosts this morning, two of them, saying, what's the big deal with this torture? They would read each thing the Army admits has happened and say, what's the big deal?
Well, he called a man who objected to all this kind of terrible behavior on the part of the United States troops, and I'm sure it came from intelligence, as moral morons, the person who called in and criticized them.
That's right. We don't know how to see the bigger picture and be more evil than the enemy to defeat them.
And he acted as though anyone speaking out was committing treason when he's the one committing treason.
That's what that whole network puts out, is that if you disagree with the government, you should be put in a forced labor camp.
And
who's committing treason?
Yeah, and it's been in everything. You know, the Catholic Church did it for decades, and the United Fund tried to cover up this deal with Aramony when he had...
And DynCorp's been caught doing it, and yeah.
And the Red Cross and their outrageous bonuses and the corporate.
So now you raping women is a good thing.
Oh, to them, they probably do it anyway.
Hey, listen, millions of people are hearing that, having their minds warped, and don't worry that a Democrat's going to come into office and it's all going to be used against conservatives, and those neocons are going to be on the air claiming that the real conservative movement in America is controlled by Al Qaeda, and they're going to be saying it's good.
But what really gets me is people are calling in and agreeing with these sick perverts.
They are. They're sick. They're sick perverts. Thanks for the call. They really are sick perverts. Let's talk to John in Ohio. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Alex. Yeah, you know, I'm left leaning. I'm socialist minded, but I got to extend my kudos to what you're saying.
Your precious liberal governments have killed more people than anybody else.
If you're talking about that, where there's a million people in Indonesia, the people that we install around the world, the death squads for us.
Well, certainly the fake right wing does it, the fake left wing does it. You're all controlled. But go ahead and say what you're going to say.
What I wanted to say is I'm going to give you a donation despite our disagreements on some issues, because this is incredible. Clear Channel, you know, the chairman of that propaganda sewer. Is a close associate, business partner with George Bush, has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to him and the Republican Party, has told all of it's a fake...
That sewer owns a big voting machine company.
It does that, too. And now they're trying to make us as corrupt as the cynical psychopaths in the top elements of the elite in this country, in the military-industrial complex, by this constant programming, that in the future they hope they won't even have to peddle this this dribble about bringing democracy and liberation to these countries.
I hear the neocons every day say, it is about oil, so what, we need it, shut up.
Exactly. Now they hold two things in their mind. The first, they say, it didn't happen, it couldn't happen, we would never do that when it's proved that it has happened. Well, it's a great thing. What's the matter with you?
And they still say that we found weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, and they're trying to make us, through all of the programs you're talking about, be every bit as homicidal and as sociopathic as they are by telling us that this is okay. If they can do that, they won't have to peddle this dribble about...
Sir, they are openly reading off the list and saying raping women is no big deal.
Yes, and
raping women is no big deal. Putting Americans in camps is good.
You pointed out they're breaking new grounds. Even the Nazis had enough decency to try to hide this stuff. Yeah, if you read the ordinary American...
Yeah, that's it. Hey, thanks for the support, John. Take care. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tell you what, the next hour, I'm going to read back over briefly the Army's own report that came out today. The 800th MP Brigade, by their top general, admitting the raping of women, pouring battery acid on people, threatening to kill their children. I mean, just everything you can imagine. And yes, the neocons actually on the radio saying it's good, that it's no big deal. I mean, the Nazis didn't do that. Just, this is new ground, folks. New ground. Before we go to John and Lee and others, first off, the toll-free number to join us, we're just going to continue with wide-open phones and other news reports. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And remember, I've made 10 videos. I carry five or six other videos by other great researchers and authors, a bunch of other wonderful books, books on tape, you name it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, where you can peruse our online secure safe shopping cart, where you can watch video clips of the films, and order some of the videos, because we do need your support. We can hire more people, do a better job if we get your support. If we don't, we can't. Plus, these are just incredible films. And my videos, you're authorized to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes, to air them on Access TV, to force multiply this information. Good people aren't going to buy this unless we just let the globalists condition us to accept it. We got to stand up and say, no, slavery's wrong. No, torture's wrong. No, raping women is wrong. I know we're radical and, you know, very extremist because we're against rape now. I mean, that's how sick things have gotten. But we're still going to be against rape, even if it means we get arrested for being against the officials raping us. I'm not even being sarcastic now. This is what it's come to. My films are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. Please call and get my videos, get the other books and tapes, get The Innocence Betrayed by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms that exposes how after they take your guns, they rape and kill you. It's an incredible film. Get three free comic books about the Second Amendment for young people when you buy the video on VHS or DVD. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, up next, is it John in Texas? John, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I can tell that you'd come to me.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Could you spell the name of the general who resigned down at Guantanamo? I've heard you name him a couple of times.
He's in Police State 3, Title of Enslavement, the Associated Press articles, but it's General Rick Baucus. Baucus. Let me try to spell it. I don't want to tell you the spelling because I might get it wrong, but it's just Baucus.
Okay. I guess it's like B-A-U-C-H-U-S or something like that.
I believe so, yes. Okay. Brigadier General Rick Baucus.
Okay. And he was disgusted by it and resigned from it.
And then they said, no, we fired him, but then they had to admit that he resigned.
Yeah,
asked to be transferred, and then they or said, I'm going to resign. They said, good, resign.
They always spin it, don't they? Well, I've tried to get you on here in Dallas. They've got several locals here competing for the same perspective, you know. I've tried to get a fresh perspective in here, but they just won't allow it. They're kind of locked out.
So is my hometown Dallas Big D, are they on the radio saying torture's great there?
Essentially, yes. They're complimentary. You know, they always couch it in the terms they support the troops, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really disgusting, and I don't like it at all.
Oh, I'm hearing them say that it's no big deal.
Oh, that's right. One of the local guys says that, tries to explain it away, you know, and why were the guys detained in the first place and this, that, and the other, and humiliated.
Yeah, they deserve it. See, if you're a suspect, you deserve to be raped.
I had one other thing.
Okay, stay there. Third hour straight ahead. You don't want to miss it. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years.
No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.